我们看历代志下。
We're going into Second Chronicles.
上次我们看到第七章的末了。
Last time we read the end of chapter 7.
在第七章的末了，我们看到神应允了所罗门的祷告。
At the end of chapter 7, we see that God has answered the prayer of Solomon.
但是也向所罗门提出了警告。
But he also warned Solomon.
在他应允神所罗门的祷告的事上。
The fact that he answered Solomon's prayer.
我们看到了所罗门所建造那个殿在神眼中的地位。
We can see the position of the temple that was built by Solomon in God's heart.
也看见那个殿在神百姓当中的所起的功用。
We also see the function of this temple among God's people.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这是非常有意思的事。
And this is a very meaningful event.
因为从这个这一次所罗门从神那里听到神向他第二次说话了。
Because at this time Solomon has heard God speaking to him the second time.
那在历代志里头所记载的历史的事情。
In the books of the Chronicles, the historical events that are recorded.
就有了一个新的方向。
And that's a new direction.
圣灵就沿着这一个新的方向来记下神所做的功。
And the Holy Spirit follows this new direction to record God's work.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
正因为这样。
And because of this.
我们就看到了从第七章下半开始一直到整个的历代志下的完毕。
We can see from the second half of chapter 7 until the end of Second Chronicles.
我们就看见神记下他做工的事情的那个目的在哪里。
We can see the purpose of God recording his work.
尤其是我们跟列王记来做比较的时候，那这一个事实就更明确了。
It's more all the more evident when we compare this with the books of Kings.
那所以我们没有看下去以前，我们要把第七章幕后神跟所罗门所说的那个话来总结它来看一看。
So before we go any further, we would like to focus on the end of chapter 7 and put a summary on the words of God to Solomon.
一个很明显的事实就是。
And a very evident fact is.
神确定了那个殿作为神和百姓同在的一个记号。
That God has confirmed the temple being a symbol of his presence with the people.
那在这一个殿在以色列人中间呢？
This temple among the Israelites.
我们可以看到其了有几方面是神让他的百姓要留心的。
There are several aspects that God wanted his people to take note of.
就在十一节一直到末了的那一节里头，我们可以把它归纳出来的。
We can put a summary in the verses from 11 to the end.
首先你看到。
The first thing you see.
神说不管百姓落到一个什么样的光景。
It doesn't matter what condition the people have fallen into.
只要他们真实的转回过来向着神。
As long as they repent and turn around sincerely.
那神赦免的恩典，神挽回的恩典不会停止。
And the grace of forgiveness of God will not end.
那在这一件事上面。
On this matter.
我们很清楚地看到神让他们去学习一个功课。
That we can see very clearly, God let them learn a lesson.
要让他们很清楚地去掌握里面对神的敬畏。
That they have to be very, very sure to get a good grip on the fear to God.
因为我们看从第七章开始一直看到历代志下的末了。
Because if you read from chapter 7 until the end of 2 Chronicles,
除了一两个很特殊的时期，
except for a couple of very special period of time,
圣殿里头的活动没有停止过。
The activities of the temple have never ended.
并且圣殿里头的活动都是照着摩西当年怎么吩咐他们，律法书怎么给他们指导，他们都做的清清楚楚。
And also the activities are done according to what Moses commanded, also according to the book of laws.
但是他们可以外面这样做。
But they can perform these externally.
但里面完全不是这样一回事。
But internally, within is not the same case.
那既然是这样。
And because of this.
那我们怎么来看这是个历史的记载？
How should we look at this historical recording?
而这些历史的记载是说是神工作的遗迹。
This historical recording is the journal of God's work.
如果我们没有掌握到神这样的一个心思，
If we don't have a good grasp of this, the heart of God,
我们就没有办法能了解究竟神这样做是什么目的。
Then we would not be able to understand what's the purpose of God doing all these.
尤其是我们跟列王记来做比较啊。
Especially if we compare to the books of Kings.
我们实在是很不容易了解。
It's very difficult for us to
understand. 在《列王记》上面的所记载的事情，很细的事情，神都记下来。
In the books of Kings, even the very minor incidents, God has recorded them.
对的事情记下来。
The things that are correct.
不对的事情也记下来。
And also the things that are incorrect.
并且记得很详细。
They are both recorded and also recorded in detail.
但是你在《历代志》里边去看的时候。
But when you look at the books of Chronicles,
你好像看见神只是在那里记载一个事情怎么做好。
You can see that as if God only records how some things, some matters are performed or done.
他的百姓所做的那些亏欠，那些败落，甚至是做君王的在神面前如何的惹神的怒气，那这些事情都没有多少给记下来。
But that's not much detailed recording of the fall or the shortcomings of the people or even the shortcomings of the kings.
好像神在那里记载的都是叫人感觉很欢愉的事。
It's as if God has only recorded the happy events.
用人的话来说，就是都是报喜不报忧的事。
It's for using man's words, it's only reporting the good things, not the things that cause sadness.
就是说这样，我们是这样看下来的时候，我们就觉得有点纳闷呢。
So we will find it very puzzling.
怎么神是这样的神呢？
Why would God be such a God?
神好像在那里并不追讨人的愚昧。
It's as if God is not pursuing after man's foolishness.
神在那里就是说出或人是如何的蒙福。
And he's only there to see how men are blessed.
除了很少数的一个很特殊的时期里边，神的记载都是给我们这样去看见。
Except for a very special period of time that the rest of the recording is like this.
但是若是我们能看到神在历代志这一卷书上面，他所记录下来的是根据什么？
But we can see what's the basis or the foundations of recording of the books of Chronicles.
我们就看到了。
Then we will see.
原来神在那里并不是做一个评定。
As God is not there to make a comment.
神乃是在那里把你跟随主和不跟随主的那个结局是什么样，在那里摆出来。
But he is there to lay out the consequences of following the Lord or not following the Lord.
他不太注意那个过程里头的大和小。
He's not focusing on the process.
他是很着重那个结局是什么。
But he focuses on the result, the ending.
如果灵里面苏醒的人，你看到结局，你就知道事情是怎样。
If you're spiritually awakened, if you look at the consequences, then you know the process.
那因此我们看到神在那里答应大卫的那一个祷告的时候，你看神是说到，你们向这个地方真的是有寻求来祷告，我都应允。
So when you look at how God answered Solomon's prayer and said that if you're here to seek after me, I will answer your prayer.
我会赦免他们的罪。
I will forgive the sins.
我医治他们的地。
Then I will heal the land.
我要把我的名永远的放在这个殿的上头。
And that I will place my name here forever.
但是他就提了。
But also he mentioned,
如果你们是照着，如果你照着大卫那样子活在我面前，
If you walk before me as David did,
我一定坚固你的国，
that I will strengthen your kingdom,
也坚固和你父亲大卫所立的约，
and I will keep the covenant that I established with your father David,
你的后代不住有人坐在以色列的宝座上，
that you will always have a man to rule over Israel.
这是一个提醒。
And this is a reminder.
然后立刻就说说了。
And then immediately.
但是你们千万不要以为有这么一个圣殿在这里，你们就可以放肆。
But do not think that because you have a temple here, you can do whatever you want.
如果你们是背弃神和你们中间的那一个约，
If you turn away from the covenant established with God,
神也可以放弃你们。
That God can forsake you.
神甚至把这个殿交给别人的手来拆毁。
Then God would even give this temple away to someone else to tear it down.
而你们呢，也会给掳到外邦。
And then you will also be taken captive.
成为人的笑谈。
And then you will be a byword of
others. 但是如果我们留意神在这一在像所罗门说的这一番话里边呢，你看到是非常严肃的。
If you pay attention to these words spoken to Solomon, you find them very solemn.
这一段话就决定了整个历代志，往上你看历代志上，往后你看历代志下，神怎么来记录这段时间的历史。
From these words, you can see how God records the history, separating what's ahead of it and after this.
那回到我们要留心的事上面。
And then we want to turn our focus into this.
神借着这样的提醒。
And through this reminder of God.
要让所罗门和他的后代并全体的以色列民。
Is to let Solomon, his descendants and all the Israel.
要学习不要根据外面的动作而要留意里面的敬畏。
For them to learn not to focus on external or outward behaviors, but to focus on internal fear.
弟兄姊妹，你注意一件事。
Francis, take note.
待会我们就会按照这个方向来看以后的事。
And later on, we'll look at other things according to this direction.
那就拿所罗门来说。
We'll take Solomon as an example.
第八章、第九章。
Chapter 8 and Chapter 9.
这两章都可以说是记载。所罗门的光荣史。
That these two chapters record all the great things that Solomon has done.
他的武功是怎么样？
That his military merit.
他的政治是怎么样？
And his politics.
他的经济又是怎么样？
And the economies of the kingdom.
他个人的智慧又是怎么样？
And also his personal wisdom.
全都是一流的。
All these are excellent.
你看到好像所罗门啊没有一点的缺陷在神的面前。
It's as if Solomon has no shortcoming before God.
但是不是真的是这样呢？
But is it truly the case?
我们从别的经文里边我们晓得，特别是在列王记上。
From other scriptures, especially in the First Kings, we
notice. 我们看到所罗门在圣殿建造好了以后不久，他就一塌糊涂了，开始。
We find that Solomon, not long after the temple was built, he has fallen very badly.
做了很多的事情是神不喜悦。
That he has done many things that's displeasing to God.
但是你在历代志上看不见。
But in Good Chronicles, you would not see this.
你在历代志上看见的全都是给人炫目的。
In all the Chronicles, all you can see is something that's admired and praised by people.
你说怎么会是这样呢？
And you say, why is it like this?
那弟兄姊妹们，
and sisters,
如果我们能体会到神的心思啊，
If you can understand God's heart,
我们就看到，
then we can see.
我们在神面前那个追求生活侍奉就有了一个非常高的准则在那里来要求我们。
That we can see there's a very high requirement in our pursuing, our living, and our serving to God.
我们几乎可以这样说。
We can say this.
那按照人的天然，
according to man's nature,
很自然的，
very naturally.
连相当多的属灵人都会有意无意的是在这个的心思的影响的底下的。
And many spiritual people will be affected by this.
你怎么知道神纪念这些人呢？
How would you know that God remember these people?
你怎么知道神在那里纪念这一个工作或者这个服事呢？
How would you know that God will remember this service?
你就要看有没有神的祝福在那里。
And all you need to see is whether God's blessing is there.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个道理上是非常准确的。
In theory, it's very correct.
但是当你一读历代志下的时候，
But when you read the Second Chronicles,
你就立刻就发觉，
Immediately you will find it.
这一个观念不一定准确的。
This concept may not be correct.
你不能用眼见的那个祝福来决定神喜悦或是不喜悦。
You cannot use visible blessings to determine whether it's pleasing to God or not.
神纪念或者是不纪念。
Or whether God remembers it or not.
那神要我们在这里学什么？
What does God want us to learn here?
神要带我们到结局里头来回头看你的路怎么走过来。
God wants us to bring us to the consequence, the ending, to look at and to go back and look at what's happening.
神用那个结局来回过头来告诉人你出路走错了。
That God uses the results to tell men that you have walked on the wrong
path. 人也许也会在那里问啊。
And men may ask,
神，如果我们的路走错，你为什么还赐福给我们？
They will ask that if we're walking on the wrong path, why do you still bless us?
你为什么还让各种各样的祝福在那里显出来？
Why do you still show all kinds of blessings?
弟兄姊妹们，如果大主把我们带往深处去，
My sisters, if God brings us into the depth,
我们就碰到一件非常严肃的事。
We'll come across a very solemn matter.
神赐福不是因为我们配。
God give us blessing not because we're worthy.
乃是神的怜悯和神的信实。
It's because of His mercy and His faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹，最简单的就是，我们这些人蒙恩得救，究竟是不是我们配？
And very simply, the fact that we have received salvation, is it because we're worthy of it?
我们一接触这个问题，我马上就里边就领会了。
When we come across this, we'll understand immediately.
不是我们配。
It's not because we're worthy of it.
是神的怜悯。
It's because of God's mercy.
是神的信实。
And His faithfulness.
如果回到以色列人身上来。
If we come back to look at the Israelites.
你是看到往远处去的时候。
If you go look farther.
你看到是因为亚伯拉罕。
You can see that it's because of Abraham.
从近处去看的时候，
and we look at it closer.
你看到是大卫。
We see that it's David.
那你我们留意到神的话。
And we pay attention to God's words.
是因着亚伯拉罕的缘故，神就纪念他。
It's because of Abraham's sake that He remembers him.
神就因着大卫的缘故就纪念他的后裔。
And because of David's sake, He remembers David's descendants.
那很清楚说出。
Very clearly,
it tells us, 完全不是他们这些人配。
It's completely not because these people are worthy.
神所以仍然存留那个祝福在哪里？
The reason that God still has His blessing there.
一面是因为神自己的永远的旨意所定规。
On one hand, it's because of God's eternal will.
另一面就是神的怜悯。
On the other hand, it's God's mercy.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
所以刚才我们特别提了。
So what we mentioned earlier.
除了很特殊的一段时几小段时间。
Except for a very short special period of time.
圣殿里头的活动没有停止过。
The activities in the temple has not stopped.
不但是在旧约的日子没有停止过。
Not only during the time period of the old covenant.
就是四福音的时候，你看到。圣殿里头的活动也没有停止过了。
Even in the four Gospels, we can see the activity of the temple has not ended.
所要求的在那走。
It's all according to the requirement of the law.
但是实际是怎么样？
But what is the reality?
在旧约的日子。
In the days of the Old Testament.
明显的我们看到。
What's evident that we can see?
圣殿给拆毁。
Is that the temple was torn down.
百姓被掳到外邦。
And the people were taken away.
这是摩盘亲手看到的。
This is what we can see very clearly.
在新约的时候。
In the New Testament time.
我们看到。
That we can see.
圣殿又再被拆毁。
The temple was once again torn down.
不但是圣殿给拆毁。
Not only the temple was torn down.
耶路撒冷也都 拆毁。
It's also Jerusalem is torn down.
以色列国犹大国就灭亡了。
The kingdom of Israel, kingdom of Judah.
那意思弟兄姊妹在历代志上面，神很严肃的带我们去留意这样的一件事情。
So in the books of Chronicles, that God has very solemnly lead us to see this.
他要我们从结局上面去看。神做了什么?
He wants us to see what he has done through the result.
人又在神的面前走过了什么的路程?
And that the path that man has traveled before the Lord.
他要我们学会了不给外面的事物来欺骗我们。
He wants us to learn not to be deceived by external matters.
我们常常不自觉地乐到自己欺骗自己。
Very often we will fall into a condition that we will deceive ourselves.
因为我们看外面，我们就决定我们在神面前目前是很蒙福。
Because if we look at things externally, we would say that we are very blessed before the Lord.
但神让我们学一个功课。
But God wants us to learn a lesson.
你不要看外面的祝福。
Do not look at external blessings.
你要看里面的实际。
But focus on the reality within.
这一点。
On this point,
弟兄姊妹，我指出一个非常严肃的事实，让弟兄姊妹来看。
Point out one very solemn matter.
你翻到第八章。
If you look at chapter 8,
你翻到第九章。
Chapter 9,
你看到所罗门那个日子，无论从哪一方面来说，他们都是非常的，给人炫目的。
That Solomon's days, no matter how you look at it, is very much admired by others.
经济是很繁荣。
The economy is very good.
生活是很丰富。
And the life is abundant.
政治算是很清明。
And politically, it's very stable.
军事上的成就也是很傲人。
And military achievement is also very good.
那甚至令叫那个示巴女王从那么老远从非洲跑到耶路撒冷来要听所罗门的智慧话。
Even the Queen of Sheba came all the way from Africa to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
所以你看第八章第九章全都是所罗门的那些丰功伟职。
So the chapter 8 and chapter 9 recalls all the great matters that's accomplished by Solomon.
但是你再往下读。
But if you continue on.
你读到第十章。
And you read chapter 10.
你读到十章的末了。
And at the end of chapter 10.
你就读出一个结局来了。
Then you can come up with this result.
那是什么结局呢?
And what is this result?
以色列国分裂了。
That the kingdom of Israel is divided.
以色列国成了南国跟北国分裂了。
The kingdom of Israel is divided into the north and the south kingdom.
如果我们看得准确一点，
If we look at it correctly,
神的见证给破碎了。
That the testimony of God is scattered.
神的殿，
The temple of God.
要叫整个的以色列都在他的伏笔的底下的事实。有破损了。
The fact that the temple of God shadowed the whole kingdom of Israel is this matter is shattered.
这个是结局。
This is the result.
那这个结局是什么？怎么来的呢？
And how does this result come about?
我们读旧约的历史的时候。
When we read the history of the Old Testament.
我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们。
I often remind brothers and sisters.
你不能忘记生命记。
Do not forget about Leviticus. The Deuteronomy.
你也不能忘记神跟所罗门两次说的话。
And do not forget about the conversations between God and Solomon.
当然，神跟所罗门两次说的话和生命记是有很直接的关联。
The two conversations between God and Solomon has a direct relationship with Deuteronomy.
那个根源是在生命记。
The origin is in the book of Deuteronomy.
发表出来是透过神向所罗门说的话。
And through the conversation of God to Solomon, it's manifested.
我们要看到神的百姓他们在地上的那一个遭遇。
We need to see the circumstances, what the people of God has come across on earth, whether it's good.
或者不好
or whether it's bad.
不是根据他们 怎么做。
It's not based on what they do.
也不是根据他们做了多少。
And also it's not based on how much they've done.
那是根据什么？
So what is it based on?
根据他们和神的关系正常不正常。
It's according to whether the relationship with God is correct or
not. 如果他们跟神的关系不正常，
If the relationship with God is not correct,
他们种田可以很拼命。
They can farm very hard, very diligently.
浇灌田的时候，他们很卖力气。
And they can use a lot of labor to farm the land.
但是你没有收成就没有收成。
But you would not have any harvest.
不在乎你做了多少。
It doesn't matter how much you've done.
你那个地位不对。
If your position is incorrect,
和神那个关系不对。
And the relationship with God is incorrect.
你再做也没有结局。
The, no matter how much you've done, it's
no result. 那这个是我们读旧约的那个历史的里头，一个不能忽略的。
And this is a principle that we cannot neglect in reading the Old Testament.
那现在你看到以色列分裂成为南国跟北国。
Now you see that Israel is divided into the North and the South kingdoms.
什么原因呢？
And what is the reason?
虽然这个分裂是在罗伯安做王的时候。
Even though this division is during King Rehoboam when he was reigning.
但是那个原因不是罗伯安。
But the reason is not Rehoboam.
可以这样说，那个近因是罗伯安。
We can see the result, the recent result, or the close, the near result is because of Rehoboam.
那个原因就不是罗伯安。
But the reason that's farther away is not
because of him. 那个原因是谁呢？
So what is that farther away reason? It's Solomon.
他怎么做呢？
And what did he do?
那我们从第十章的里头我们就看到。
From chapter 10 we can see.
那么当所罗门去世了
After Solomon has passed away,
罗伯安接上来做王了
And Rehoboam, he continued to be a king.
他就在来到示剑这个地方来宣告登基了
That he came to this place Shechem to reign.
犹大的百姓就来到他那里
And the people of Judah came to him.
要求他减轻一点他们的劳役
And they asked him to lessen the labor.
当时罗伯安就经询了一些老年人的意见，也经询了一些少年人的意见。
And Rehoboam he asked for advice from the elders and from the younger people.
结果罗伯安就没有接受老年人的意见，就跟随了少年人的那种倾向。
At the end, he did not accept the advice from the elders, but accepted the advice from the young men.
不单是没有减轻以色列百姓的劳役。
Not only did he not lessen the labor of the Israelites,
还要加重。
But he increased them.
结果就造成这个分裂。
So as a result, he caused a separation, the division.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得留意。
But my sisters, take note.
这个事情是怎么发生的？
How does it happen?
你留意那些人跟罗伯安说。
Pay attention to what these people say to Abraham. That your father caused us to bear a heavy yoke.
现在你做完了，你是不是可以减轻一下，不叫我们背那么许多重担？
Now that you are the king, can you lessen our labor so that our yoke is not as heavy?
所以你看到这个问题是从所罗门那里开始的。
So you see that this problem started from Solomon.
但所罗门起初是不是这样的呢？
But at the very beginning, was Solomon like this?
如果所罗门起初就是这样，那我们也没有话讲。
If he was like this at the very beginning, then we have not much to say.
但所罗门起初的时候不是这样的。
But Solomon at the very beginning, he wasn't like this.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意第八章。
Francis, take note of chapter 8.
第八章的第七节开始吧。
Starting from verse 7.
至于国中所剩下不属以色列人的赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，就是以色列人未曾灭绝的，所罗门挑取他们的后裔做服苦的奴仆，直到今日。
Verse 7, all the people left from the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, these people were not Israelites, that is, the descendants remaining in the land.Whom the Israelites had not destroyed, these Solomon conscripted for his slave labor force as it is to this day.
留意了。
Pay attention to this.
第九节。
Verse 9.
唯有以色列人，所罗门不使他们当奴仆做工，乃是做他的战士、军长的统领、车兵长、马兵长。
But Solomon did not make slaves of the Israelites for his work. They were his fighting men, commanders of his captains, and the commanders of his chariots and charioteers.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，所罗门起初不是这样的。
But as you can see, Solomon at the very beginning was not like this.
所罗门起初对以色列的百姓是非常非常的按照律法上的那个要求来做安排。
At the very beginning, Solomon treated the Israelites according to the requirement of the law.
给他做苦工的那是全是迦南留下来的人。
Those who are into labor force, those are the ones who left from the land of Canaan.
但是什么时候所罗门变了呢？
But when did Solomon change?
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not say.
但是第十章就回头来说的时候就说，你父亲叫我们负重担。
But in chapter 10, it mentioned that your father has placed a heavy yoke on us.
那为什么他起初是善待神的百姓？
Why is that in the beginning he was treating the people of God very nicely?
后来却叫百姓都被重担了。
But at the end that he placed a heavy burden on God's people.
你看到一件事情。
You see one matter here.
所罗门离开神。
That Solomon has departed from God.
所罗门跟圣殿的那个关系出了问题。
That's a problem with his relationship with the temple.
当然我们上次也提了，他出问题不是一下子来的。
Last time we also mentioned that his problem doesn't start in the one
是慢慢慢慢的累积出过来的。
It is accumulation through time.
起初的时候是怎么开始的呢？
How did it happen in the beginning?
我们不知道。
That we don't know.
但是有一些事情我们领会。
But there are some matters that we can understand.
就在第八章里头你看到一件事。
It's in chapter 8, we can see one matter here.
第八章那里边说了什么呢？
And what does it say in chapter 8?
第十一节
Verse 11
所罗门将法老的女儿带出大卫城，上到为他建造的宫里，因所罗门说，耶和华约柜所到之处都为圣地，所以我的妻不可住在以色列王大卫的宫里。
Verse 11 Solomon brought Pharaoh's daughter up from the city of David to the palace he had built for her, for he said, my wife must not live in the palace of King David of Israel.
这是在建造圣殿的那个过程里头的年日。
These are the days throughout the building of the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看见大卫里面还是有感觉的。
But as you can see that Solomon within him there's feeling.
他讨了法老的女儿做妻子。
That he has married Pharaoh's daughter.
但是他知道。
But he knows.
这个是外邦人。
This is a Gentile.
这个是埃及人。
This is Egyptian.
按照神的拣选来说
according to God's choosing,
他不在神的纪念的范围里。
That she's not remembered by God.
但如今他做了我的妻子。
But now that she's my wife.
他住在大卫城里。
And she's living in the city of David.
他住在大卫的宫里。
And she's living in the palace.
这个地方跟约柜是发生关系的。
And this place has a connection with the ark of the Lord.
这个事情不合宜。
And this is inappropriate.
所以你就看到当时大卫建造圣殿的那同一个时间他就另外建造一个宫殿。
That you can see Solomon when he was building the temple, he built another palace.
那为什么建造那个宫殿呢？
Then why did he build another palace?
就是要把法老的女儿迁到那边去。
It's in order to move Pharaoh's daughter there.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个时候他心思里头那一种矛盾的光景。
When says you can see the contradictions within his heart.
那一种挣扎的光景。
And how he struggled.
把妻子留在大卫城合不合宜。
That is it appropriate to leave his wife in the city of David?
把他妻子迁到外头去，他自己又觉得好像过意不去。
And he also feels not at ease if he needs to move his wife to outside of the city of David.
那结果就盖一个殿，一个宫，那跟神的殿。差不了多少。
So as a result, he built a palace that's very similar to the temple of God.
然后你再回到列王记去看。
And if you go back to the books of Kings.
当然一定是在这个事情以后。
And it happens after this matter.
他就娶了许多的外邦的女子为妃嫔。
And he has married many wives from the who are Gentiles.
结果落到一个地步，他自己就拜偶像去了。
To a point that he himself worshipped the idols.
弟兄姊妹们。为什么所罗门会落到这样的一个光景？
But this is why has Solomon fallen into such a condition?
但是奇怪的，你在历代志上面 你没有看见圣灵为这些事情积攒一点一滴。
But very puzzling is that in the books of Chronicles, the Holy Spirit did not record any of this.
如果你看历代志的话。
If you read the books of Chronicles,
你对所罗门那个印象就是起初他出来的时候的印象一直好到底。
The impression that you have on Solomon is that he was good from the very beginning.
但是你去一到了那个列王记。
But if you go back to the books of Kings,
你就看见所罗门是走下坡的。
That you see Solomon was going downhill.
许多的时候我们常常有一种不太准确的观念。
Very often we have this conception that's not very correct.
就是我们只是会看外面，不会看里面。
Which is we only look at what's external, but not internally.
然后我们看外面看到，哦哟，所罗门的智慧多厉害。
We look at it externally, we'll see how great is Solomon's wisdom.
我们看外面，我们看到所罗门为神建造了圣殿。
And we look at it externally, we see Solomon build a temple for God.
我们看外面，我们看见所罗门不为自己求寿求福，只是求智慧。
And externally, we can see Solomon did not ask for his longevity or wealth, he only asked for wisdom for God.
那结果所罗门在我们的心思里头，这个是最完善的一个人。
So in our mind, Solomon is a perfect man.
你就再看看历代志。
But and you look at the Chronicles.
历代志都没有记载他的不妥当的事情。
It has no recording of his shortcomings.
所罗门不错。
That Solomon is really good.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
当你一看到以色列国的分裂那个根源是从所罗门开始，你就知道这个问题的严重。
If you see the origin of the division of the kingdom of Israel, it's because of Solomon, and you see this is a very serious matter.
虽然所罗门，我们没有很明确的证据说他幕后悔改到一个怎么样的高的地步。
Even though we do not have very clear evidence that at the very end that Solomon has repented.
我们只是从箴言书的结局，我们看到所罗门末了，他实在是悔改。
That we can only see from the book of Proverbs that we can see that Solomon has actually repented at the end.
但是他幕后的悔改并没有磨掉他在整个历史过程里边他所带出来的许许多多的不美的事。
But his repentance at the end cannot sweep away all those shortcomings that he has had.
但是在历代志下你一点都没看到。
But in the second Chronicles, you cannot see any of it.
那我们就不能不注意圣灵为什么这样做记录。
Then we must pay attention to why the Holy Spirit makes such a recording.
他要我们留意那个结局，而不是给过程里边的事物来影响我们的判断。
That the Holy Spirit wants us to focus on the results, but not on the process that would affect our judgment.
那么，因此我头一件事情和弟兄姊妹们特别提的就是，神的灵要我们学习维持里面和神的那一个准确的关系。
So the first thing I'd like Francis to take note of is to take note of the Holy Spirit wants us to maintain a correct relationship with God.
不要让外面眼见的一些好像是祝福的事物来迷乱我们的领会。
That do not be confused by external visible blessing.
我举一些很具体的例子，弟兄姊妹们，你也会领会得来。
I'll give Francis some very practical, concrete examples.
在最近这三四十年里头
，In the recent 30-40 years，
特别是从上一个世纪80年代的时候开始
，Especially from the '80s，
在基督教里边就有了一个这样的人家说它是一个属灵的运动。
In within the realm of Christianity, people call the spiritual movement.
那是跟灵恩派很有关联的。
It has a lot to do with the charismatic.
那个就是所谓那个恢复敬拜的运动。
Which is called the revival worship movement.
Restore the worship movement.
Restore. restoration of worship movement.
那这个是怎么回事呢？
And what is this about?
一个叫做 Catherine 什么什么，哎呀，记不起他那个，一个什么什么师母。
That's a female, a Christian named Catherine.
Catherine 什么？她的姓什么？我忘了。她就交通出一些道理来。
That he has fellowshiped some doctrines.
他说神在二十世纪的末了，要在神的教会里头恢复敬拜。
That God in the at the end of the 20th century, he wished to restore worship within the church.
因此在我笼统说了，我笼统说。
I'll summarize it in general.
他的那个话就好像有一个表达。
That's a manifestation of her
words. 在这一个恢复没有来以前。
Before this restoration has arrived,
基督的教会已经失去了敬拜这个见证。
That the Church of Christ has lost the testimony of worship.
那所以现在神就要来恢复。
So now God is here to restore it.
那怎么来恢复呢？
And how does He restore it?
当然，他说恢复也是对。
It's correct that she used the term restoration.
因为他整个的道理就是把人带回圣殿。和诗篇里边去。
Because her whole theory is to bring men back to the time of Psalms and the temple.
那就这样就形成了一个敬拜的运动，在过去那二三十年。
So we created a restoration movement within the last 23 years.
所以这些年来，我们常常收到一些通告。
So these few years, we've received this notice.
他那些的团体叫做什么？万国敬拜中心，万国赞美中心，还是个万国敬拜中心
？The organization is called Worldwide Worship Center.
我忘了他的英文名字叫什么。我们又看到一什么叫赞美之泉。
And then there is a group of praise.
又一些是什么敬拜？反正是差不多这样的。我不能全记起来。我们最近好像少收到一点，前一两年相当时间就收到一些这样的通告。
We have received fewer notice lately, but in the past two or three years, we received a lot of these notice.
那也每年也听到一些消息，也有通告。说是什么为耶稣游行 ，marching for Jesus。
And we have received notices and news about marching for Jesus。
那这些事物就出现了，全是和这个敬拜的运动恢复有直接的关系。
And all these things have direct relationship with this worship movement。
他们以为这样子。是让神得着敬拜。
They think by doing these that God would be worshipped.
他们花好多的人力、财力、物力在那里来准备这些个东西。
They spend much time, labor, and money to prepare for all these.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
如果你要看那个外面的来说呢，是吧
？If you want to look at it externally,
特别是好像为耶稣游行
，especially marching for Jesus.
全世界每一个城市浩浩荡荡的，他们在那里有那个游行。
The different cities and throughout the world that they have all this marching.
Parade.
A parade.
哎呦，你看到哦，这个真是什么什么了。
And you say it's such great matters.
你看到这个什么万国敬拜的时候，在某时某时我们在什么地方，我又集合了来一个好像大巨大。巨型的一个大聚会在那。
And then you see this worldwide worship at the certain time, certain day that there will be great gatherings throughout the world.
如果你严格的来看，这些巨型的聚会，你不如说它是一个不一样内容的游艺晚会还准确一点。
That if you look at it seriously or straightly, you can say these kind of gatherings is just like some social gatherings.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是说要去批评人家做什么做什么。
Brothers, I'm not trying to criticize others what they do.
因为这个就正好跟当年神跟所罗门说话的那个事情有一点的关联。
Because this has some relationship with the words spoken by God to Solomon.
我们的主就是要我们不要看外面的表达是什么。
Our Lord wants us to not look at what's the manifestation externally. We need to look at the reality within.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，一切从里面出来的都是很自然的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that all that stems from within is natural.
不是经过人工的。
It's not man's work.
也不是经过安排的。
And it's not through arrangement.
都是很自然的从生命里边并发出来。
It's naturally grow out from life.
那我们看到这些事情的时候
，And when we see all these things,
我们要留意到，像旧约圣殿里头的敬拜的形式，或者说诗篇里边所表达出来的那种敬拜的方式。
Then we look at in the Old Testament the worship within the temple or the worship expressed in the Psalms.
我们的主老早就已经宣告他们的时代任务已经。
That our Lord has proclaimed that the duties has ended.
Of the ages.
The duties of the ages have ended.
弟兄姊妹，你如果记得约翰福音第四章，主跟那个撒玛利亚妇人在叙加井旁的那一段的谈话。
But sister, you remember the conversation between the Lord and the woman near the well of Sychar.
我们就很清楚地看见主已经宣告那些做引职的动作他的任务完毕了。
That we can see very clearly the Lord said that all those things all those external behaviors are just shadows and they have ended.
在耶路撒冷的也好
Whether it's in Jerusalem
那是外邦敬拜神的那种情形更不必说了
Don't even need to mention the Gentiles of worship.
都已经不在神要显明他自己的那一个使用的底下。
They are no longer under what God wished to manifest the function.
弟兄姊妹，很清楚，你记得我们的主说。
But this is very clearly you can remember what the Lord said. The time has come.
如今就是了。
Which is now.
那拜父的。
That those who worship the Father.
必须在心灵和诚实里头去拜他。
That you need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
Because the Father wished to have this kind of worshipper.
你说什么叫做在心灵和诚实里？
Brothers, what does that mean to in spirit and in truth?
你不要忘记，
Don't
当主说到这个话的以前，
Before the Lord said this word,
他说了一个事实。
He pointed out one fact.
这个事实很重要。
And this is very important.
什么事实呢？
And what is this fact?
神是灵。
That God is spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以你要拜去敬拜神。
So if you wish to worship God,
你必须在灵里。
You have to worship in spirit.
你必须在诚实里。
And in truth.
准确一点说，必须在真理里。
Or in truth or in sincerity.
就是按照神的心思来。
Which is according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，神是灵。
My sisters, God is spirit.
现在你要带回到耶路撒冷的那个敬拜。
Now you have to go back to the worship in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的那个敬拜是物质。
The worship of Jerusalem is material.
加上魂。
And also soul.
连不到灵的关系。
It has nothing to do with the spirit.
诗篇里边所提到的。
In the psalm, it mentions.
你们要赞美耶和华。
You should praise Jehovah.
在神的圣所赞美他。
In his holy place, praise him.
用高声的把赞美他。
And to praise him with high voices.
击鼓跳舞赞美他。
And to beat the drum and dance to worship
him. 你读149, 150。
If you read Psalm 149, 150.
你看到那个是圣殿里头的敬拜。
You can see this is the worship in the temple.
里面所提到敬拜的那些内容呢？
The content of worship that's mentioned there.
全都是物质的东西。
These are all material things.
全都是人在那里用物质的东西。
It's all men using material things.
你用这些个东西，你必须经过安排。
And using these things, you have to make arrangements.
你必须经过练习。
And you have to practice.
但是主的话是说神是灵。
But God's word says God is spirit.
你要敬拜他，你必须在灵里敬拜他。
If you want to worship him, you have to worship him in spirit.
很自然的从里面发出来的。
Very naturally, stem from within.
但是我们没有办法不承认我们的愚昧。
But we cannot help but to acknowledge our foolishness.
我们常常用眼见来代替神自己的话语的那个指导。
We often use what's visible to take the place of the guidance of God's word.
在所罗门的日子，神已经发出这样的警告。
In the days of Solomon, God has already given this warning.
以后我们看到。
And later on, we can see.
圣经上面许多的记录都是这样的记录。
There are many recordings in the Bible. Is such recordings.
尤其是你到四福音的时候。
Especially at the time of the four Gospels.
哎呀，你看到圣殿里边多热闹啊！
You can see that it's very busy activities within the temple.
但是你听到主在那里怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say?
你们把它变成贼窝了。
That you have make it into a thief's den.
弟兄姊妹，你看见那个结果怎么是那样的不一样呢？
And you see, my sisters, how come the results are so different?
在这些人里面看见是很热闹，很火热，和好像很有神的祝福。
For these people, they consider very busy and full of God's blessing.
但在主的心里面，主是说。
But in the Lord's heart,
你们把它变成贼窝。
Now you have turned it into a robber's den.
弟兄姊妹，这个的确是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, it's a very solemn matter.
那是因此我们在往上来看历代志的时候。
So when we continue to read the Chronicles,
我们要掌握这个原则。
That we have to get a good grip of this principle.
那好，那借着就引出第二个问题来。
Now it brings forth the second
matter. 那仍然是在神跟所罗门说的那个话。
It's still on the conversation between God and
Solomon. 那个话就是说，你们只要向着这个殿来祷告。回转过来寻求我。
It says as if you pray to this temple and repent and turn back to me.
承认我是你们的主。
And acknowledge that I am your Lord.
那我就一定给你们医治，给你们挽回，给你们赦免。
Then I will for sure heal and bring you back and to heal you.
所以那主的话就没有我说的那么。那么复杂，他只是说，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行。
The God's word says, so if you would just humble yourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
这是指出一个方向。
It points out a direction.
这是指出一个事实。
It points out a fact.
你们要活在神的那个真正的祝福的里头。
That you need to live in the true blessings of God.
你们必须学习以神为师。
That you need to learn to regard God as God.
以神的话为师。
And to regard His words.
以神的权柄为师。
And to regard His authority.
以神的彰显为师。
And regard His manifestation.
而不是留意在人眼见的那一个光景。是怎样
？And not to pay attention to the visible condition of men.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因着这样的一个呢，这样一件事呢，
And be,
我简略一点了。
I'll make it simple.
就引出第三方面，我要留意的。
And it brings forth the third aspect.
那既然是以神为，认定以神为师。
If you acknowledge God and regard Him.
要确定神就是。那个路
that you would acknowledge that he is the way.
不单是那个路
not only is he the way,
同时神也就是那个方向
also he is the direction.
我弟兄姊妹们，这都是很严肃的属灵的学习。
Brothers and sisters, these are very solemn
spiritual lessons. 有很多的时候
many times.
如果我们灵里边也稍微有点苏醒的话
if our spirit is awakened,
我们自己也知道的。
That we also know ourselves. That when we do something,
究竟是我向着神做的呢，还是为着我自己做的？
Am I doing this to God or is it for myself?
我是向着神做的，还是向着人做的？
Am I doing it for God or for others?
我要求神的满足，还是求我自己的欢心呢？
Am I asking for God's satisfaction or am I pleasing myself?
我们自己都能有这样的一个光照的。
that we would have this enlightenment.
因此我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
所以当圣殿在那里献起来的时候。
So when the temple was built,
神向所罗门说了一段的话。
That God has spoken these words to Solomon.
把神的百姓带到一个准确的那个光景的当中。
In order to bring God's people into this accurate condition.
来认识他们和神的关系是根据什么来做判断。
To realize the relationship with God is based on what standard?
让他们认识他们在神面前所做的是根据什么来做那个准确或是不准确的那一个根据。
So that they would know what they do before God, what is the basis of whether it's accurate or not.
不单是他们当时学这个功课。
Not only did they learn that lesson at that time.
也给我们现在以后的人读历代志上历代志的时候知道怎么来看历代志的记载。
Also for us who study the books of Chronicles that we need to know how to read it.
好了现在我和弟兄姊妹们就转回到所罗门的身上来了。
Now we'll go back to focus on Solomon himself.
第八章第九章。
Chapter 8 and chapter 9.
可以说是所罗门的威王的那个正直的记录。
That we can see is a recording of Solomon's great achievement.
你看到他的那一个政府的组织。
We can see the organization of his governance.
你看到他那个时候的宗教上的热忱。
We can see the zeal, the religious zeal at that time.
你看到他那个时候的那个行政上的有效率。
We can see the effectiveness of his administration.
经济上的丰裕。
And the abundance in the economy.
生活上的那一种繁荣。
And all those abundance in their lives.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
你留意到完全都是记载这么一些。
You can see that it's all about these recordings.
那里特别记载。第八章特别记载一件事。
In chapter 8, it made special mention of one
matter. 他跟推罗王的那些仆人啊，一次出外就在俄非的那个地方找到450他连德的金子。
That he went out with the officials at Hiram, and then they went to this place offer, and then they brought back 450 talents of gold.
然后你在下面也看到。
And then you can see also.
看到什么呢？
What do you see?
看到第九章的十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 13.
所罗门每年所得的金子共有660他连德。
That the weight of gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents.
另外还有商人所进的金子和并且亚拉伯诸王与属国的省长都带金银给他。
And also the revenues brought in by merchants and traders and also the kings of Arabia and governors, they all brought gold and silver.
还有二十节最末了的那一句。
And at the end of verse 20,
所罗门年间银子算不得什么。
That silver was considered of little value in Solomon's day.
弟兄姊妹，你从这些的记录上面，你看到所罗门的日子是怎么的一个日子。
Versus, you can see the days of Solomon. What kind of days are those?
都是叫人很羡慕的。
It's very much admired by others.
都可以说是人。那个理想协会里头的那个影儿在这里跑出来。
And this is like a shadow of an ideal society in man's heart.
你还看到。
You also see.
他在他的王宫里跟那个圣殿里面。
In his palace and also in the temple.
他用金子做了好多的那些那叫盾牌。
He used gold to make a lot of shields.
是陈列在哪里？
That's there for show there.
多少呢？
And how many are there?
200个。
There are 200 of them.
是挡牌。
Those are shields.
每一个是用金子600舍克勒。
And each one of them uses gold of 600 bekels.
另外又打成了300面那个盾牌。
and also made 300 small shields of hammered gold.
300舍克勒重。
And they weighed 300 bags of gold.
这是都是装饰, 这是都是陈设。
And these are all decorations for show.
你看到在那所罗门的那个日子。
You can see that during the days of Solomon,
一切都是这样的, 好像尊荣, 尊贵荣华,
all these things are so grand and so honorable.
你没有看到, 有一点, 好像神责备的话在那,
and you cannot see any words of rebuke from God.
第八章, 第九章,
chapter 8 and chapter 9,
整个的记录都是说到他的好。
The entire recording is about how good he was.
我不详细看那些内容。
And we would not go into detail.
但是我们和弟兄姊妹总结所罗门这个人。But
I'd like, to summarize about this person Solomon, how God looked at him.
不错, 神没有在历代志那里去给所罗门责备。
It's correct that God did not rebuke Solomon in 2 Chronicles.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we have to take note.
如果你翻到列王记上, 你就看到一大堆的记录说到所罗门怎么怎么怎么怎么的糟糕糟糕糟糕。
And if you go back to the first book of 1 Kings, you can see there are a lot of recordings about how bad Solomon was.
你说那为什么所罗门在历代志就都好像不糟糕呢？
And we would say, how come in the 2 Chronicles, Solomon doesn't seem so bad?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们读历代志的时候所要留心的。
This is what we need to pay attention to when we read the book of Chronicles.
因为历代志是神的日记。
Because the books of Chronicles is the journal of God.
神是注意他所要做的。
That God is paying attention to what he wished to do.
他只是记录上他要做的。
That he only records what he wished to do.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那这是头一点。
And this is the first
我们要很明确的。 透过所罗门来掌握到这一点。
That we have to have a very clear understanding through Solomon.
然后刚才我也已经和弟兄姊妹稍微提了一下。
And also I've mentioned earlier.
对于整个所罗门的事情, 他就是记录，就是用以色列的分裂来作为他的评语。
The comment about Solomon is on how the Israel has divided into two.
就是借助以色列的分裂来指出所罗门的路整个的走错了。
It's through the division of Israel to point out Solomon his path was entirely wrong.
因为他一个人的走错，以致神的见证在地上产生了一个好大的裂痕。
And because of his going the wrong way, it has brought forth the testimony of God has a great damage to it.
那么在所罗门的日子,
And during the days of Solomon,
那这个没有在历代志里头记载。
It's not recorded in the books of Chronicles.
没有记载这个历史的记录, 但是却有记载这个历史的事实。
The historical event is not there, but the historical fact is there.
但是你在列王记上那里你看到。
In the book of 1 Kings, you can see.
神很清楚地在那里宣告一件事。
That God proclaimed very clearly.
所罗门他的所作, 就引起神的见证的分裂。
That what Solomon has done has caused the division of the damage of of God's testimony.
但是神维持他自己的信实。
But God maintained his faithfulness.
神没有把国从所罗门和他的子孙的手里头在那一个时候拿走。
That God did not take away the kingdom from Solomon and his descendants at that time.
只是让以色列分裂。
He only let the kingdom to be divided. But God said,
我还保留两个半支派给你。
I will reserve two tribes for you.
你还可以保留着犹大支派和便雅悯支派。
You can still have the tribe of Judah and Benjamin.
当然也包括利未人。
And also includes a Levite.
但是不是整个支派。
But it's not the entire tribe.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
My sister, take note.
那神这样 的保留。
This reservation of God.
就是说神没有把犹大国按照所罗门所做的罗伯安啊和其他的犹大王所做的，在当时就把他们结束。
That which is to say, God has not ended the kingdom of Judah because of what Solomon and Rehoboam and the descendants done.
不像北边的以色列。
It's not like the northern kingdom of Israel.
他们不对了，神很快就把他们结束。
When they're not doing things correctly, God has ended it very soon, very fast.
有些是一代都没不到就结束了。
For some, that's not even one generation that has ended.
长远的也不过四代。
For the most, it's only four generations.
但是犹大就却不是这样。
But for Judah, it's not the same case.
我们可以看到。
We can see this.
如果你照着马太福音的那个我们的主的家谱。
If you read according to the genealogy in the book of Matthew.
那里有记载的十四代。
There's 14 generations recorded.
如果你准确的，不是说准确，你是说把神没有摆进去的都加上去的，大概十八代。
If you add what is not recorded by God, there would be 18 generations.
你说为什么神让犹大有那么长久的那个容忍，却对以色列却好像没有那么宽容？
You would ask, well, how come God has such forbearance for Judah but not to Israel?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
But sister, then you see.
神的宽容。
That God's patience or His forbearance.
固然是他的怜悯。
One hand, of course, is because of His mercy.
但是光是他的怜悯。
But if it's only His mercy.
这个不是最踏实的那一个原因。
This is not the most solid reason.
因为你说北边那十个支派也不是雅各的后代啊。
Then you would say, when the ten tribes in the northern part, aren't they Jacob's descendants also?
神给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那个应许，他们都在那里承担啊。
That they also included in the promise God has given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神既然是容忍犹大，他也同样应该容忍以色列。
So if God has forbearance toward Judah, then He should have the same forbearance toward Israel.
但弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Remember, sisters, take notes.
在以色列只有亚伯拉罕。以撒、雅各的应许。
For Israel, they only have the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
同时，以色列北边的十个支派一直在神面前没有悔改。
And at the same time, the ten tribes of Israel, they would not repent before God.
神不是不愿意给他们怜悯。
It's not that God would not want to have grace upon them.
但是他们没有让神怜悯的条件。
But they do not have the conditions for God to show His mercy.
但是你过来这一边看犹大。
But if you go and look at the Judah.
你看历代志上所记载的犹大。
And if you look at the Judah's recording in the book of Chronicles.
是他们出了好多次问题。
Even though they have had many problems.
但是你看到一件事。
But you can see one thing.
犹大除了最末后那。严格说起来，连最末后给灭掉的那这个的王，他们向着神还没有完全死掉他们的心。
So even the very last few kings, they did not completely have the heart to rebel against God.
这是他们蒙怜悯的其中的一个点。
And this is one of the reasons why they have received grace from God.
但是更重要的是。
But more importantly,
他们不单是有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许。
Not only do they have the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们还加上大卫的应许。
They also have the promise of David.
神的信实。
God's faithfulness.
加上他们在神面前的悔改。
And also the repentance before God.
所以神就给他们机会多很多。
So God has given them many more chances.
但虽然神给他们机会多很多。
But even though God has given them many more chances.
但是神不能没有底线的容让他们是这样的做愚昧的事。
But God has to have a bottom line and not to, and to let them continue to rebel against Him.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
他为着做他自己的信实。
for the sake of his own faithfulness.
他没有直接受人的光景的影响。
That he's not affected by man's condition.
他一直有这样的容忍。
That he continues to have forbearance.
那当然，他对人的容忍是有底线。
Of course, there's the limit to his forbearance.
但是，正因为他有底线，你就看见他不受人的光景去影响他的信实。
Because of this limit, we can see that his faithfulness is not affected by man's condition.
叫我们想起新约里头的话。
That reminds me of the words in the New Testament.
我们纵然失信。
Even though we are faithless,
他仍是可信,
but he remains faithful
因为他不能背乎他自己,
because he cannot go against himself.
然后我们还要再看一点点。
And then we'll continue to read some more.
在历代志的里面,
in the books of Chronicles,
特别在所罗门的身上,
especially on Solomon,
神不是只是在那里评定一下那个所罗门。
God is not just there to comment on Solomon.
他也指出所罗门的失败的那个原因。
He also points out the reason of Solomon's failure.
他的原因是什么呢
？And what is the reason?
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们也稍微提了一下。
And we have mentioned it briefly earlier on.
用物质的繁荣来代替了神的祝福，以致偏离了神的路。
Using physical abundance to replace God's blessing.
而我们看到他娶许多外邦的女子做妃嫔。
And we see that he has married many Gentile wives.
他拼命在那里装饰那个王宫。
And he spent great effort to decorate the palace.
他不住在那里炫耀他的那个威王。
And he said to boast about his grand achievement.
但是你留意都是炫耀他自己。
And this
不是在那里说到你看我们的殿我们是怎样的侍奉敬拜神。
And he's there to boast about himself, but not to say how, look at this temple, how we worship God.
大卫在那里说，神的殿必须要高大威王，成为万国那个祷告的殿。
And David said that God's temple has to be grand and splendid, and it will become the praying place for all the world.
但是你留意到，在所罗门的身上，你没有看到这个。
But you see that in Solomon, you cannot see all
this. 你看到他是慢慢慢慢的转移到一个地步，所有的都是物质的丰富。
You can see that very gradually he has gone astray and focuses on material abundance.
那个结果就是偏离了神的心意和神的见证。
As a result, he has departed from God's will and his testimony.
那这就我们真想到。世界人都会说的两件事情。
That would remind me of what man would say.
我想我们借用来放在所罗门的这样的一个结局上面，也是蛮准确的。
And we can use these words to describe Solomon as very appropriate.
因为这些都是亚当的后代身上很普遍的一种光景。
Because this is a very common condition.Upon the descendants of Adam.
我们常常听到人家说，权力使人腐败。
We often hear people say power will corrupt a man.
那这的确是如此。
It's indeed it's such a case.
特别你看一些政治的人物啊，就是看的这个很清楚。
Especially can see very clearly on the political figures.
另外的一句话呢
？And the other words.
物质的丰富使人失去了生活的目的和意义。
That material abundance will cause a man to lose his vision or his meaning of life.
这也是一个很清楚的事实。
And this is also a very clear fact.
你活着干什么呢
What do you live for? Well, I'm not sure.
反正多多赚就赚钱。
But I'll just make more money.
反正叫不住的在那里改善生活。
That I'm just here to keep improving my life.
那这样就对了。
And so this would be correct.
啊，等到你改善了，你多大年纪了
？After you made an improvement, how old would you be?
不要算了。
That don't look at that.
一算就没有味道了。
Because if you look at that, you will feel bad.
就是不就就是人中间的那种光景。
But this is the condition of men.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
世界人的失败是在这个陷阱里。
That the failure of man is because of this trap.
属灵人的失败也同样是在这样的原则里。
But also the failure of spiritual man is under the same principle.
所以我们读历代志的时候啊，我们没有看见神在那里说这个对，这个不对。
So when we read the books of Chronicles, we do not see God saying that this is right and this is wrong.
神没有这样说。
That God does not say this.
神只是带我们去看每一个人的结局。
But God leads us to look at every person's results.
神只是带我们去看他的选民的结局。
And he lets us see his chosen people's ending.
让我们知道我们如何是被引领走在合神心意的路上，是何等蒙福的一件事。
So that we'll see how blessed we are that we are guided to walk on the path of God.
啊，但愿主恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
啊，我想我们今天晚上就交通到这了。
That we'll finish our fellowship this evening.